He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the May 7th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we started off a little stronger than where we're at right now. Market's starting to fade a little bit, especially that NASDAQ, that pesky NASDAQ, the one that's giving us the grief and the trouble this year. It's not giving me any grief and trouble because I left the NASDAQ behind several weeks ago and have moved on to greener pastures. And if ever there was a day that showed a tale of two markets, Tuesday of this week was the day, because it was a completely split market. While the NASDAQ stocks were getting slaughtered, including Twitter, Brazil and energy were breaking loose. The tale of two stocks. Let's see what's going on today. The Dow up 53 points. Once again, we have a tale of two markets. The NASDAQ is down 23 points. Huh. Dow up 53, NASDAQ down 23. What's the difference between the Dow and the NASDAQ? Well, one is large cap stocks, one is small cap stocks. One, for the most part, are low PE stocks, and one, for the most part, are high PE stocks. And you know where I stand on that debate in 2014. The S&P is up just a couple of points right now at 1,870. We have gold at 1,301. Boy, it seems to be stuck at that 1,300 level. 1,300 seems to be the fair value for gold right now, and it has done very little for a long, long time. Crude oil up today, $100.41 per barrel. I don't think that Ukraine situation is over by any means. The euro is at 1.39, continues to move up against the U.S. dollar. The 10-year yield is at 2.61%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Geopolitical events in the world, Fed actions here at home, and a market that went way beyond its averages last year have created this year's market. And if ever there was stark evidence that this year is a tale of two markets, it was Tuesday of this week. Last year was the tale of two markets, wasn't it? There was the market here in the United States of America, and there were all the other markets around the world. The only other one that participated last year was Europe. Not only was it the United States of America last year that blew away the rest of the world, and was the only asset class that I had investors in last year, but more specifically, it was small and mid-cap and micro-cap stocks within the United States of America. That really narrowed down the fishing grounds, didn't it? And we trolled through those waters and cash chum and fished those waters for all they were worth last year. And we got way more fish than we normally get. It was a banner year in the market. Some years we have banner years of fishing off of San Diego, and some years we have very lean years. I would call this year in the market a very lean year. But having said that, Tuesday again of this week was one of the greatest examples that I could have given you graphically of the two different markets that we have. While Twitter was hitting new all-time lows and getting absolutely crushed, along with most of the other four-letter words, internet stocks, biotech stocks, which still look horrid, other stocks were breaking out all over the place. Go through my Twitter feed yesterday. What's Twitter, you say? Twitter's a stock that's been getting clobbered this year. Yesterday was the day that the insiders, the ones that had a lockup period on their shares. See, you can take those shares and you can deposit them at the local brokerage firm, and they'll say, we can't sell these shares for you. You have until May 6th of 2007 to sell those shares, 2014 to sell those shares. On that day, you could sell those shares. Well, Tuesday of this last week finally hit, and all those people that have been waiting to cash out so they could buy a new car or go on a vacation or remodel the kitchen were dumping their Twitter shares. But I'm on Twitter all day long, and I've said many times, even though I use Twitter all day long, I would never invest in the stock because they haven't figured out how to make money. How is it that a company can have 190 million users and not figure out how to make money? That absolutely blows me away. I grew up in the billboard business. Long time ago, my father was in the billboard business, and he knew the more people that drove by that billboard, the more it was worth. How can you have 195 million people visiting, driving by your billboard every day and you're not able to make any money off it? It blows me away. But until they figure out how to make money off of it, I don't have any interest in the stock, but I'm on Twitter during the day. And when I see something that really knocks my socks off, when I see something that really makes my eyeballs bulge, I send out a tweet. The tweet goes out to anybody who chooses to follow me. I have thousands of followers, and I'm on StockTwits, which is a hybrid of Twitter, I suppose. It's just stock people, and I have a lot of followers there. But I'm not tweeting with any kind of agenda trying to pump up any stocks. I'm an observer. I'm an observer of the market from the time it opens, really from 1 hour before it opens every day, because I gather in all the news since the close yesterday and since the open this morning. And then I watch it during market hours. My door pretty much is locked to my office, and I'm an observer. And I observe what the market is doing. It's never homogeneous where everything's doing the same thing. No way. Look at Tuesday of this week. The internet stocks were getting slaughtered. The market was down triple digits. Brazil was breaking out. Petrobras was breaking out to the upside. Not the downside, the upside. Argentina was breaking out. Oil and gas, energy stocks were breaking out. So before you say this is a bad market this year, maybe you have to take a look at what you're doing. No, I haven't made any real progress here yet this year, but a lot of this stuff that I own is starting to really gain some traction right now. I moved on. I left behind last year's winners. You can look at the record. You can go through the archives of my newsletter. You can see when my portfolios were drug-free, biotech-free, internet stock-free, and what have those stocks done since I sold them? They have been absolutely slaughtered, taken to the woodshed, and spanked. The belt has come out. Investors are screaming and hollering with the pain from some of these stocks right now. You have to have an exit strategy. You have to recognize when these stocks are dropping in rank, when these stocks are rolling over technically, and when these stocks are falling out of favor, because sentiment is a very strong criteria to gauge daily in the market. What's the sentiment right now on Twitter? What's the sentiment right now on Whole Foods Market? Why would I bring up those two? What do they have in common? They have high PE ratios, high price to sales ratios, high price to book value ratios. The rest of the market's just now starting to get it. I hear a few other people now being wheeled on CNBC that are stating what I've been stating. This market, many weeks ago, of course, they didn't spot it many weeks ago. They spotted it recently, that this market is moving away viciously, running away from high PE stocks like they're toxic. like there's been a hazardous spill on the freeway and people are fleeing so they don't breathe in the poisonous gas. That's what a high PE stock. That's how it's being treated this year. And they're running to Brazil. They're running to Argentina. They're running to the Williston Basin. They're running to Oklahoma. What a year this is. What a difference from last year, and what a split-level market we have this year. While up on the surface it looks choppy as heck, what lies underneath are some pretty big fish swimming around these waters. Let's see if we can spot a few when we come back. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to gather followers from all over the world that at least want to hear what my observations are on a daily basis on the markets. I've had basically two major themes over the last couple of years. The first theme was avoid the emerging markets like the plague. Avoid gold like the plague, avoid the bond market like the plague, and be concentrated, focused in the United States of America, small cap, mid cap, micro cap stocks in a few sectors. And then that whole thing turned upside down, as it does from time to time. And all along during that cycle, I said, look, it's going to end at some point in time. This cycle will not go on forever. We need to be watching for signs that it's over. And in late February, early March of this year, when one of our congressmen rattled his saber at one of the leading stocks in the entire market, happened to be a biotech stock, and when Ms. Yellen mentioned the word 6 months, this market changed almost overnight. It happened a lot quicker. I was making a graceful exit out of the leading sectors from last year and into the new emerging sectors and areas of the market of this year. Not only were the sectors in America changing, but the indexes around the globe were changing. America was dropping, other indexes were rising. And the high-flying sectors from last year were dropping, and the underperforming sectors, a few, were rising. We had a complete topsy-turvy, cold water comes to the surface, warm water goes to the bottom. That happens every so often in the ocean. It kills fishing for a while. I got caught in the tail end of it because my graceful exit turned into a panicked exit when those words were spoken by those two people. I believe it was a coordinated effort. I believe they were Freudian slips, that came out of Ms. Yellen's mouth because she probably thought that the market was a little frothy in that area. Those areas that were flying at the time. I could be wrong. It doesn't really matter. It happened. And it changed the market. And yet I argued with people. I don't like to argue with people. You know, I've just given up writing back to people on Twitter. I'm just an observer. If you don't like what I have to say, you can punch me all you want. You can come after me all you want. You can disagree all you want. I'm just an observer. I'm just stating what I observe. And I observe that you had better run like heck from these high PE sectors of the market because they were getting ready to get trashed. And they did. And they continue to get trashed. And people continue to state, you're wrong. The biotechs are still the place to be. Yeah, look at a chart. You don't go outside too often if you say that. And every week in my newsletter, it's built around the leading indexes in the world right now. And the leading index is no longer the United States of America. It's other areas. If I were to pick the hottest spot in the market, go south of the border, Latin America right now. If I was to pick the hottest states in America, I'd go to North Dakota, I'd go to Montana, I'd go to Texas. And that's where we're going to go next. You know what? I should just move my headquarters to Houston. That seems to be the place. That seems to be the epicenter of this year's market. Today we're going to feature a stock that I recently bought in my aggressive growth portfolios. Last year I was buying companies with promising drugs in their pipeline. This year I'm buying stocks with light sweet crude in their pipeline. What a difference a year makes. C&J Energy Services. I don't know C, and I don't know J, and some people would say that I don't know Jack. That's okay. I'm just an observer of the market. I'm an investor, and I invest in my observations. And my observations have been that Mr. Putin, it's in his best interest to keep oil prices high right now. Because he's got all kinds of boycotts against him, and he's got sanctions against him. But 30% of his economy is oil-related. And him and his billionaire buddies are heavily invested in the energy markets. And it is in their best interest to keep oil prices high. And there's a lot of people in our government that would prefer to keep oil prices high. Whether you're for fossil fuels or against fossil fuels, the fact of the matter is oil is $100 a barrel and rising. And energy stocks are rising. Companies like C&J Energy Services, which provides hydraulic fracturing and coiled tubing services with a focus on complex well completion in the United States. See, we thought we had drained a lot of these wells in America until this new technology came along called horizontal drilling, which sounds like an oxymoron. How do you horizontally drill? Don't we drill down to get to the crux of the issue? We don't drill sideways to get to the crux of the issue, but that's exactly what we're doing. We're drilling sideways through the shale, either hydraulically, shooting water into it, which brings into all kinds of companies like Clean Harbors, one that I wrote about in my book. It brings in Carbo Ceramics. It brings in Silica, SLCA, which provides the sand for keeping that shale open long enough while they extract the good stuff out of there. And it's happening all across America. It's happening all across the planet right now. And it's one of the great themes to be invested in here in 2014. Let's take a look at the particulars of CJES on the Best Stocks Now app, which identifies this stock currently as number 54 out of 3,819 stocks. Now, 3 months ago, this stock was ranked at 1,089. It's come up from 1,089 to number 54. In fact, it entered into my top 200 about 6 weeks ago. That's about when this change started to really happen. Well, CJE Energy Services, CJES, over the last 12 months is up 78%. Compare that with Twitter. Ooh, what a difference. The valuation on the stock right now I find to be favorable. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. The company's shares, or the earnings at the company, are expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. The stock is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. It gets a PEG ratio of 0.75. When I extrapolate out those earnings of $2 next year over the next 5 years at 20% per year, and then stick a multiple on those shares, those earnings that I think is appropriate, I come up with a target price of 57, 58. The stock's currently trading at $31 per share. Once again, out of 3,819 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, CJES, C&J Energy Services in Houston, Texas, comes in at number 54. This is Bill Gunderson, and it's a stock we own at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I also kind of watch Twitter out of the corner of my eye. Not too much because I'm looking at stock charts mostly, but I keep my eye on Twitter and some of the people that I do follow. And I also keep my eyes on breakingnews.com, which has breaking news from all over the world, just to see how that affects the market, because it does affect the market. Just wait until there's news coming from the Fed. Or news coming from Putin, you know, see how it affects the markets almost instantaneously. It's always good to know why that's happening. So I have several computer screens set up here on my desktop. Now, yesterday I was watching Maria Bartiromo sent out a tweet. I just had a guest who's recommending the emerging markets of China and Vietnam. I couldn't believe it. Are you kidding me? Those are the worst markets to invest in the world. I wrote back to Maria. I said, Maria, those are horrible recommendations. Have you looked at Brazil? Have you gone outside? Has anybody looked at Latin America recently? Are some of these areas that are exploding right now, like Singapore? China hasn't done anything for 5 years. It continues to hit new lows. And Vietnam, has anybody looked at a chart of Vietnam right now? It looks terrible. Whatever. I said, when are you going to have me back? Of course, she's on Fox Business now. They paid her the big bucks to move over from CNBC to Fox Business. Neither channel is worth much, in my opinion. Most of the stuff that comes on there are people like this recommending China and Vietnam right now, which I think are the two worst recommendations you could possibly make. The only thing that would be worse would be Japan and Russia. So I'll watch today and see if they bring somebody on recommending Japan and Russia. We'll see if I get an invite back. Probably not. I've been on Fox Business Channel several times with the redhead that does, Liz Claman. Both times I was on, three times, whatever, I gave them stocks that went on to be huge, huge winners in the market. Okay, whatever. I'm here. You've got my phone number. I'm waiting. I just am right across the street here from the Fox Studios in San Diego. I just walk over there. I'm happy to give you the honest truth about the market right now instead of this pie-in-the-sky type stuff that makes no sense to me whatsoever. Anyways, we're going to go back to another energy stock. We're going to go back to the well again. We're not going to Texas. This is like the first non-Texas stock that I've featured in a long, long time. But guess what? Yes, it's energy. And it's a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, a few years ago. That book is more pertinent today than it was back then because it's about the methodology that I use to identify these leading companies as opposed to what the leading companies were. But you can certainly look at how those stocks did, those 53 stocks that I featured back then. I think there's a little bit of proof in the pudding that there's something to combining value with performance into one nice little neat package, which I find right now in a company in Denver, Colorado. And again, this is one that I included in my book a few years ago. When's my next book coming out? As soon as the market settles down and I get some free time. Man, I'm telling you. Whew, it's been crazy here. Very volatile. But I have a book about two-thirds of the way done. If I can ever get a little space and time to finish, polish that thing off. Cimarex Energy is headquartered in Denver, Colorado, XEC. They are engaged in the exploration and production of oil and gas, primarily in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Boy, I'm telling you what. Last year we were invested in the Silicon Valley and in Cambridge, Massachusetts with all those biotechs and social media stocks. And this year we're invested in Texas, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Montana, a little bit of Wyoming. These are the areas of the market that are hot this year. These are the areas, these are the fishing grounds that are producing right now. Cimarex Energy breaking out to new all-time highs after earnings today. XEC over the last 10 years has delivered 16% per year. That's pretty good. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 33% per year. It's outperformed the market 2-to-1, a little more than 2-to-1. Now, here's the rub. I've been out of the energy stocks for the last 2 or 3 years. Why? Because on a relative basis, they were underperformers, and they didn't meet my performance criteria. Over the last 3 years, Cimarex has delivered just 8.7% per year, while the market's delivered 11.7. I was fishing in more fertile waters during that 3-year period of time. But guess what? The oil stocks are swimming back upstream. They're in their annual spawn here, and they're going off. They're going crazy. Over the last 12 months, Cimarex Energy, XEC, is up 65%, while the market's up 15%. Cimarex currently gets a momentum grade of A-. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market, just for fun. Let's see what Twitter's momentum grade is right now. Twitter's momentum grade, we can't do one because it still doesn't have a 12-year track record, but we could certainly look at Facebook. Facebook's momentum grade, FB, is currently B-. It's not as bad as I thought it was, but still, I like those A momentum grades. The action has shifted in the market. Let's take a look at the internet sector overall, FDN, and see what its momentum grade is right now. D. And we have a stock here that's an A-. And if we look at the group that the stock is in, well, let's see. Let's use IEX as a proxy here. Let's use, not IEX, let's use IEO, which is one of the energy ETFs. Oil and stock exploration, momentum grade A-. Okay, there you go. Internet sector D, energy sector A-. Big, big difference. Let's go back to XEC, Cimarex Energy, and let's do the valuation numbers because that's the other half of the equation. Momentum's important. Sentiment is important. The stock chart is important, but valuation is also critical. Cimarex is currently trading at about 17 times forward earnings. I like stocks this year that are at least under 20. At least under 20. Cimarex, again, trading at 17 times forward earnings. The shares are the company is expected to grow those earnings by about 16% per year over the next 5 years. That means the PEG ratio right now is pegged right at 1. It's trading at its growth rate. When I take Cimarex's earnings estimates of $7 per share next year and extrapolate them out by 16% per year and then apply a multiple to them 5 years from now, I come up with a 5-year target price of $233 per share. Cimarex is currently trading at $127 per share. There is ample upside potential to meet my value criteria. Cimarex pays a small dividend of about 0.5%. Cimarex is a large cap stock, $11 billion in market capitalization. I own it in my conservative growth accounts. If we go back 1 year ago today, which I said was a completely different market, Cimarex was ranked number 1,813. Today, Cimarex is ranked number 42. And you can look at where it crossed into my top 300 exactly 3 months ago. because I show the history of the ranking. A year ago, it was ranked number 18. See that? 1,800. That's not too good. 6 months ago, it was ranked at number 1,381. 3 months ago, it was number 263. 2 months ago, it was number 165. 1 month ago, it was number 152. And again, as I look at it today, it's number 42 overall. What a great tool to show you where the best stocks in the market are at any given time, number one. And what a great tool to tell you when a stock is starting to drop from favorability. Now, I don't know how long these energy stocks are going to lead the market. It could end tomorrow. It could end next week. I'm hoping that we can get a really good run out of these things and put some fish on the boat. We're hitting new highs today on Cimarex Energy, another one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're discussing what a difference. I mean, looking at the market action Tuesday of this week is about as stark of a contrast as you can get. It points out my observations more so than any other day this year that this is a split market this year. That's why I'm waving a red flag in my left hand and a green flag in my right hand. Of course, I was doing the same thing last year. I've just crossed my hands this year. Last year it was a green flag on the U.S. markets, man. I couldn't wave it any more fierce. I couldn't have had my pedal to the metal any more than I did last year when the market delivered a 29% return on the S&P 500. And yet the U.S. market left behind everything in its wake last year. The bond market was negative. The emerging markets were negative. Precious metals were negative. The only thing that worked last year was the U.S. markets. Now let's uncross those flags again and put them back, and here's what we've got this year. The red flag last year is a green flag this year, and the green flag last year is a red flag this year, if you follow me on all of that. Don't want to get you confused. The green flag is on the emerging markets this year. The green flag is on the commodities. More specifically, energy, coal, oil. Whether you're for it or against it, it's the fact of life. I see Stanford's not going to buy any coal stocks. Well, you know what? It's up to you. You know, there's a little of that. What about oil? Is oil better than coal? I don't know. You have to each answer that for your own. I like to make money in the markets for me and for my clients. My clients, number one. And if I make money for my clients, then I do okay also. But this is what it's all about, is trying to find those areas of the market that are working and avoiding those areas of the market that aren't working. Now, some people are really into the market. Some people are just kind of casual observers. But most people, especially if you're listening to my show, you have some type of exposure to the market. And I sit here on Twitter, and if I see something that I really, really like, I send out a tweet. Let me just give you some examples from Tuesday's trading, which, again, was a very great example of what's working in the market this year and what's not working in the market this year. I tweeted out, which was from one of my radio shows, is it better to buy into strength or weakness? Then I had my video going over this very subject. I personally like to buy into strength. I would not be buying China or Vietnam right now, as Maria Bartiromo's guest said yesterday. Those are probably two of the worst areas in the market you can invest in. Instead, I would be buying into strength. I sent out a tweet yesterday, an oasis in a market desert. Add a little example. of a stock that I featured on my show, Oasis, which is an energy stock, which I own in my personal little trading account where I buy stocks that are too thinly traded or too small to buy for my managed accounts. I sent out a tweet yesterday. I just bought ILF in all of my growth accounts. Boy, that's pretty open book right there. I don't know if it's going to work out. It's the Latin American ETF. It's breaking out. The Latin America 40 index. I sent out another tweet yesterday. Another Brazilian stock breaking out to the upside. UGP. Nice dividend, too. I sent out a tweet, said, can you spell parabolic? And I mentioned SXI, which was going parabolic yesterday. I said SU in blast-off mode. Well, that's a Calgary, Alberta oil sand stock, SU. And if I own the stock, I disclose it. This one, I said, I don't have a position in this stock, but I do own others like it. And if I see something really awful in the market, I send out a tweet. I sent out Pandora, anyone? Now, this is a stock that I owned earlier this year. This is a stock that I fled from like it was hazardous waste in March of this year, and it's been pummeled since then. What did I have to say about it yesterday? The chart looks awful. The internet stocks look awful. Why would anybody be buying last year's winners? Do as you please. Yeah, you look, we all have our free agency. We can all do what we want to do in the markets. I'm an observer. I state my opinion and what I'm doing in the market. Take it or leave it. I said I'm buying IRS in my speculative trading account. You're saying, what is IRS? Is that publicly traded? I didn't know that. No, it's an Argentinian stock, which is also breaking out along with Brazil. I mentioned a mutual fund in my tweets. I said Fidelity Select Energy continues to break out. Yes, you can look at charts of mutual funds. I would advise you to do that. What's the very best way to choose the funds in your 401k? Go home and type in the symbol and look at the charts. Avoid the downtrends. Stay away from the sideways trends and look for those powerful uptrends, which, you know, are different this year from last year. Fidelity Energy's mutual fund is breaking out right now. It's in my model portfolio of mutual funds. I sent out a tweet yesterday, beautiful breakout in ADRE. What in the heck is Audrey? Not Audrey Hepburn. No, Audrey is the emerging markets ETF. And then I disclosed, I am long in my ETF accounts. Then I tweeted out, I just bought CJES in my aggressive growth accounts. It's number 36 overall. That's one we just featured. I tweeted about Colfax. I said Colfax really wants to break out. Not Sandy Colfax. Colfax, C-O-L-F-A-X. But I have no position in it. It's number 10 overall. So those are the examples of the kind of tweets that I sent out during the day. It's usually 10 or less. You say, well, I don't have Twitter. I don't know how to use Twitter. Just go to my website at the end of the day. Either one. You don't have to go through it at the end of the day. The Twitter's right there live. When I send out a tweet, it shows up on my website, pwstreet.com. And it shows up on my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which is beststocksnowapp.com. In about a week, it's going to all be password protected. We're working on a universal password so that people can use the app on all their devices. But right now, you get a free look. BestStocksNowApp.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. I manage money for folks all over the country. If you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.